Would you say he doesn't do it? What would you say for that?
He doesn't do it anymore.
Anymore. All right. He ran down the springboard, and what did he do?
He dived in the pool.
All right. Lots of boys blank off that high board.
Dive off the high board.
All right. 9 or 2 blank off it already this afternoon.
Dove off of it.
All right. When you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a?
Splash.
But if you plop right down on it.
Better. Plop or
belly plop or belly
burst.
Mm-hmm. If a boy puts his head on the ground, kicks up his feet, and goes over, you say he turns a
cartwheel. Oh, a somersault.
Right. He wanted to get across the river, so he dived in and
swam across.
All right. The children like to
swim.
I have blanked there myself.
I have swam there myself.
When you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say it's for.
For shopping with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would they say? It's a little
token.
Or a little.
A little what?
Would you ever say a present? They say it's.
Oh, it's a little bonus.
Mm-hmm. Somebody got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out. You say he was.
Drowned.
After he went down for the third time, and you say he was drowned, I didn't see him.
I didn't see him drown.
All right. What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
R.
Toddle.
All right.
Creep.
All right. You saw something up a tree. You wanted to take a closer look at it, so you went over the tree and
climbed up.
That would be a hard mountain to
climb.
My neighbor
climbed
last year, but I have never.
I never climbed it.
If a man wants to hide behind a low edge, you say he's got to
stoop.
Any other word?
Bend. Crumple.
All right. If he really wants to get way down and start to hunch up like this, you'd say he's got to
stretch.
All right. Or to
scratch down.
Okay. If a child wanted to trick you, he might hide behind a couch. He'd go back there and down. What would he do? He went behind the couch and he'd
down. Got down.
Got down. What's another word for got?
Stoop down.
Stoop down. All right.
Fell down.
All right. She walked up to the altar and she
prayed.
Uh-huh. What did she do when she got to the altar, though?
She prayed.
But what did she do?
She kneeled.
All right.
Or knelt down.
All right. If you're tired, you say, I'm going to blank down on the bed.
I'm going to lie down on the bed.
All right. I'm feeling tired. I'll go over to the couch and
lay down.
All morning he blank on the bed.
All the morning he laid on the bed.
He was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just
lay there
all day. Talking about something you saw in your sleep, this is what I
saw.
This is what I in your sleep.
Dreamed.
Mm-hmm. Often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I
dream.
You say, I dream so-and-so, and all of a sudden I,
all right.
Get a after you finish dreaming, you
wake up.
All right. If it happened last night, you would say,
I woke last night.
Okay. I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground,
I woke up.
If you bring your foot down with a heavy gesture, you say you do what?
Stomp.
Or
step.
All right. If a man meets a girl to dance and he wants to come home with her, he says, may I
take you home?
Any other thing? What else could he say? May I
drive you home?
Or may I
escort you home?
All right. Anything else? Would you ever say anything like carry you home? May I carry you home?
No, you wouldn't carry him.
You wouldn't. You might not, but a lot of people would, because that term is used quite a bit. May I carry? I've had.
You carry a package.
Yes,
but take somebody home.
Didn't you hear people say, I'm going to carry you down there?
Yeah, I'll carry you home when you get through.
Right. All right. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow and